an empirical approach to model selection. Weak lensing and intrinsic alignments, by Andres Ocampos et al. In cosmology, we routinely choose between models to describe our data, and can incur biases due to insufficient models or lose constraining power with overly complex models. In this paper, we propose an empirical approach to model selection that explicitly balances parameter bias against model complexity. Our method uses synthetic data to calibrate the relation between bias and the chi-2 difference between models. This allows us to interpret chi-2 values obtained from real data, even if catalogs are blinded, and choose a model accordingly. We apply our method to the problem of intrinsic alignments, one of the most significant weak lensing systematics, and a major contributor to the error budget in modern lensing surveys. Specifically, we consider the example of the Dark Energy Survey Year 3, DESY 3, and compare the commonly used nonlinear alignment, NLA, and tidal alignment, tidal torque, TAT, models. The models are calibrated against bias in the omega M, S8 plane. Once noise is accounted for, we find that it is possible to set a threshold DCH2 that guarantees an analysis using NLA is unbiased at some specified level N sigma and confidence level. By contrast, we find that theoretically defined thresholds, based on, e.g., p-values for chi-2, tend to be overly optimistic, and do not reliably rule out cosmological biases up to approximately 1 to 2 sigma. Considering the real DESY3 cosmic shear results, based on the reported difference in chi-2 from NLA and TAT analyses, we find a roughly 30% chance that were NLA to be the fiducial model, the results would be biased, in the omega M, S8 plane, by more than 0.3 sigma. More broadly, the method we propose here is simple and general, and requires a relatively low level of resources. We foresee applications to future analyses as a model selection tool in many contexts. This was an empirical approach to model selection. Weak lensing and intrinsic alignments, by Andres Ocampos et al.